Peace to you.
我们祷告.
Let us pray.
主啊, 我们恳求你的圣灵在我们的里面。
Lord, we pray that your spirit is with us.
打开我们的心。
Open up our hearts.
让我们有属灵的眼睛。
May we have the eyes of the spirit.
看见在天上荣耀的主。
And so that we can see the glorified God.
你今天仍然对我们说话。
Today you speak to us.
祷告感谢奉耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上次 5月5号的时候讲到十诫的第一季到第三季。
Last time on May 5th, we talked about the first phrase to the
第一季, first to third.
We talked about the first three phrases.
你们还记得吗?
Do you guys still remember?
第一句话耶稣说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做的他们不知道。
The first phrase Jesus said, Lord, forgive them because they know not what they do.
如果没有耶稣的赦免,
Without God's forgiveness,
就没有我们今天在这里。
We wouldn't be here today.
因为教会是耶稣基督宝血所设立的。
Because the church is established from Jesus' blood.
我能够体会赦免一个人是要付代价的。
I can understand that to save someone comes with a price.
我曾经被一个人折磨到只剩下54公斤, 你看到我现在这个样子。
I once was tortured until I only weighed 54 grams.
我现在67公斤, 140
kilograms.
54公斤就是皮包骨了。
It's very thin.
我为这个人住了12次的医院。
Because for this person, I was in the hospital 12 times.
2次胃出血。
Twice for giving blood.
一个礼拜没有办法睡觉。
And for a whole week, I couldn't sleep.
我继续留在那个教会。
But I stayed at that church.
因为有一个姐妹告诉我。
Because a sister told me.
如果你离开。
If you leave.
表示你不原谅他。
It means you don't forgive him. You didn't forgive him.
有一次, 他叫我开车到一个大楼的地下停车场。
Once I drove into an underground garage.
因为那个车子很高。
Because my car was very tall.
我跟他说, 郭爸爸, 那个车子哦, 可能下不去会碰到那个顶。
I was afraid I would hit my car, the top of my car on the top of the garage.
我叫你开你就开。
She said, if I tell you to drive, just drive.
结果那车子真的碰到了。
And it really didn't hit it.
后来请偷车把它偷出来。
And then,
偷车。
Oh, and then it got towed out.
我自己花钱就修了那个教会的车子。
And I paid for the repair of this car.
她不会开车。
She didn't know how to drive.
但是她很喜欢指挥我怎么开车。
But she very much liked to tell me how to drive.
她常常叫我绕一大圈。
She often would tell me, take this big circle.
那我都不讲话。
So, and I didn't even say anything.
她有很多的事情。
She had lots of things.
所以你能够了解耶稣原谅我们是多么的痛苦。
So you should understand how painful it was for Jesus to forgive us.
我为了这个人,
for this person,
忍耐了7年,
I endured 7 years.
但是我一直祷告主啊, 你给我一个力量来赦免他, 原谅他。
But I always prayed, Lord, give me the strength to forgive this person.
因为耶稣都赦免我了。
Because Jesus forgave me.
那我为什么不赦免他?
So how could I not forgive this?
这第二句话说, 他对那个强盗说, 今日你要与我同在乐园里。
The second phrase is
今日与我同在乐园, paradise. 今日你要与我同在。
Oh, you will one day be with me in paradise.
感谢主, 我们不至于灭亡, 得到永生。
Thank God that not only did we overcome death, but we received eternal salvation.
主在天上为我们预备了一个天家。
The Lord has prepared a heavenly home for us.
我相信Nora姐妹现在在天上乐园里面与主同在。
And I believe that Sister Nora is in paradise today with the Lord.
那第三句话呢, 耶稣对他的母亲说, 看,你的儿子就是约翰。
The third phrase Jesus said was, Look at your son, which is John.
然后对约翰说，看着玛利亚，看你的母亲。
And he said to John, look, this is your mother.
这意思就是说，要约翰代替耶稣来孝顺玛利亚。
His meaning in saying this was so that John could honor Mary in place of Jesus.
尤其是我们的父母年老的时候。
Especially our older parents.
我们要孝顺他。
We need to honor them.
箴言23章说，你母亲年老的时候，你也不要藐视她。
It says, even though your mother is old, don't neglect her.
所以我们要同时呢，我们在教会里面有时候也要把别的年长的弟兄姐妹当着父母。
So also within the church, we should treat other elders as our own parents.
尤其是那些没有儿女的年长的弟兄姐妹。
Especially those without their own children.
那今天我们讲到第四句。
So today we're going to start talking about the fourth phrase.
耶稣在十字架上。
On the cross, Jesus said.
伸出就是下午三点的时候。
Around 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
耶稣说他是讲那个。那个希伯来，他说：“以利，以利，拉巴撒巴过那里，就是我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我
？”He was speaking in Hebrew, and what he said was, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?"
因为神是公义的。
Because God is just.
我们所有的罪人应该受到惩罚，受到报应，应该是灭亡的。
So all sinners deserve punishment and death.
可是神是慈爱的。
But God is also loving.
他愿意每一个人得救，他不要一个人灭亡沉沦。
He wants everyone to be saved and not a single one to perish.
那这怎么办呢？他有什么办法救我们呢？
So what was his solution for this?
就是他自己的独生爱子，耶稣从天上降临到世界上来。
It was to send his own beloved son from heaven to earth.
替我们受罪的刑罚。
To suffer the consequences of sin for us.
所以他钉在十字架上。
So that's why he was nailed to the cross.
这是神丰富的大爱。
This is the abundant love of God.
他在十字架上，神把他当着罪人看待，所以暂时离开他。
While he was on the cross, God forsook him because God saw him as a sinner.
所以耶稣他承受了双重的痛苦。
So Jesus suffered threefold suffering.
神离开他。
First, God left him.
是很痛苦。
That's extremely painful.
他的肉体钉在十字架是很痛苦。
He also suffered the physical pain of being nailed to the cross.
这一切都是因为他爱我们。
And this is all because he loves us.
那我们就在想说，人为什么会孤单？
So we should ask ourselves, why is man lonely?
我们很羡慕一种人。
We very much admire a certain type of person.
他人生的理想他都达到了。
All his goals in life he has achieved.
我常常有些没有信耶稣的人写信给我说，都祝福我心想事成。
A lot of non-Christians write letters to me saying,
心想事成。
I'm.
你心里想的，他就会成。
Oh, whatever you wish will come true.
所以他就问我说。因为他叫我林牧师，你的心想事成是吗？我的心想事成就是你信耶稣。
They would write me a letter asking, "What is the desire of your heart, Pastor Lin?" And I would respond, "It is for you to believe in Jesus."
我想无论在中国或者是台湾
，I think regardless of whether we're in China or Taiwan，
他们的想说读最好的小学、中学、最好的大学。
People's aspirations are to go to the best.Elementary school, middle school, high school, college.
在中国就是北京大学是最好的，对不对？
So in China, the University of Beijing is the best.
在台湾就是
University.
台湾大学。
In Taiwan, it's the Taiwan University.
然后来到了美国就读哈佛嘛。
And in America, it's Harvard.
我在辛辛那提遇到一个31岁的女孩子。
When I was in Cincinnati, I met a woman who was 31.
当她告诉我她是。哈佛的超博士的时候，我快晕倒了。
When she told me she had the highest degree from Harvard, I almost fainted.
31岁。
31。
可是我发现。
But I saw.
这些心想事成的人。
These people who have achieved all their dreams.
他们很孤单。
They're very lonely.
他们很寂寞。
And
很寂寞 ，lonely。
Lonely again.
那有时候。 他们有一种莫名的忧伤，也说不出来。
And they have a strange suffering that they can't explain.
我人生的目标都达到了。
Even though I've achieved everything I want from this world.
也结婚了。
And I'm married.
有儿子了。
I have sons.
妻子、车子、儿子。
I have a wife, a car, a son.
什么子都有了。
All of the things I have.
可是他们心里很空虚。
But they still feel very empty in their hearts.
你知道哈，那个日本有一个作家叫做川端康成，他得到诺贝尔奖。你知道诺贝尔
？In Japan, there is a someone who received the Nobel Award.
当他拿到诺贝尔奖的时候
，Oh, he's an author.
他怎么他用什么来表示
？When he received this prize, he
他就在他的浴室best room 他的浴室哈。
In his bathroom.
括含 gas。
He breathed in some gas.
自杀。
It was toxic, and he killed himself.
他写了什么
？He wrote.
他说我的人生到了 top， 到了顶端了。
He wrote, "I have reached the apex of my life."
我的成就就到这里。
This is where I am.
成就是吧？我的。
This is the height of my achievements.
我再也上不去了。
I can go no higher than this.
各位，为什么？
Why do you think this is?
有了答案，有了答案。
We have the answer.
因为神离开了他们。
Because God left them.
神不在他们那里。
God is not with them.
神的灵不在那里。
God's spirit is not with them.
创世纪怎么形容？
What does Genesis tell us?
当亚当夏娃堕落犯罪的时候
，When Adam and Eve sinned，
圣经说神的灵就不在他们里面。
The Bible tells us the Spirit of God has left them。
神的形象、神的生命不在人的里面。
The image of God and the character of God has left them。
所以你看哈，人一个没有神的人，他没有办法结圣灵的果子。
So a person without God has no ability to produce the fruits of the Spirit.
Holy Spirit fruit, okay. 好，你看，他要爱，没有爱；要喜乐，要平安，要忍耐，他这些都没有；要信实，因为他活不出这个生命出来。
When he wants to love or be joyous, he doesn't have these fruits, and so he can't produce them in his life.
他想要行善，也没有力量。
When he wants to be kind, he doesn't have that strength.
就像保罗说，我立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
And like Paul said, what I want to do, I can't do.
由不得我。The Romans chapter 7, verse 18. Okay. 你可以读，没关系啊。那你看哈，他明天发生什么事情，他不知道。
So, they don't know what will happen tomorrow.
我们基督徒有一首歌说，我不知明天将如何，对不对？
There's a Christian song called I Don't Know Who Holds Tomorrow.
但我知主掌握明天。
But I know God holds tomorrow.
当这些人他有一天突然发生了一些事情的时候，他不知道怎么办。
So these people, if something were to happen to them, they wouldn't know how to respond.
他不知道依靠谁。
They wouldn't know who to turn to.
我看过好多博士自杀。
I've seen a lot of PhDs commit suicide.
自杀啊，我接到电话去看他们。
And so I
我接到电话我去看他们。
I get a phone call and I go to see them.
也有人住到精神病院。
And some people are in asylums.
我去看他们。
And I go to visit them there.
跟他们传福音。
And I try to spread the gospel to them.
我说你的答案。就是因为神不在你里面。
And I tell them, your answer is that God is not with you.
但是感谢主，当一个人信了耶稣以后
，But praise God, when someone believes God,
神借着圣灵住在里面。
The Lord dwells within them through the Spirit.
神回来了。
The Lord has returned to them.
他的形象，他的生命在。
The God's character and His image is with them.
所以我们可以结圣灵的果子。
And that's why we can produce the fruits of the Spirit.
我们有力量。
We have that strength.
我们有依靠。
And we have someone to rely on.
所以我不怕他发生什么事情。
So I'm not afraid.
所以诗篇说， 耶和华是我的力量，我的帮助，我在患难中随时的帮助。
So Psalm says, Jehovah is my strength in times of trouble.
所以耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难，但你们放心，你们在我里面有平安，因为我胜过世界。
So the Lord tells us, though you have sufferings on this world, don't worry because I have overcome death and I bring you peace that exceeds this world.
所以一个信主的人。
So a Christian.
他有满足的喜乐平安。
He has abundant joy and peace.
他有取之不尽、用之不竭耶稣丰盛的生命。
He has unending life from the Lord.
所以我们感谢我们的主。
So we give thanks to our Lord.
他为我们孤单。
He suffered loneliness.
我们赞美主。
And we praise God.
第五句话说，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了。为要使经上的话应验，就说我渴了。
The fifth phrase says, God said, after the...
I'm thirsty.
God said, I am thirsty.
耶稣从礼拜四的晚上到礼拜天的早上九点，他都没有吃东西，也没有喝水。
So Jesus, from Thursday evening to all the way to Friday evening, he had nothing to eat and nothing to drink.
而圣经说他在祷告的时候，汗如血点，一直流汗。
So, the Bible tells us when Jesus was praying, he was sweating.
你知道那脱水哈？
He was dehydrated.
很痛苦的。
It's very painful when you're dehydrated.
而且那个钉子钉在他的手上。
And he was nailed to the cross.
钉在他的脚上。
And to his feet.
那是多么的痛苦。
How painful is that?
他因为顺服神。而愿意忍受这么大的痛苦。
But because he wanted to honor and obey God, he suffered this incredible pain.
因为耶稣曾经说，神啊，如果可以把这个杯撤去。
Because Jesus before had said, Lord, if you could take away this cup.
但照着你的意思，不要照着我的意思。
But your will be done, not mine.
感谢主，他因为顺服神而愿意为我们在十字架上来死。
But praise God, because he wanted to obey God, he willingly died on the cross for us.
他跟我们一样，也有人的肉体、人的生理上的痛苦。
He was the same as us. He also suffered the fleshly pains.
所以我们感受主的大爱。
So that we can enjoy God's great love.
我们愿意爱主。
And we also love God.
我们愿意服侍主。
And we want to serve God.
感谢主，昨天我们有五十多位弟兄姐妹。来这里铺草。
Praise God, yesterday we had over 50 brothers and sisters to lay the grass.
本来我说姊妹不用了。
Although I had said sisters don't need to come.
结果很多姊妹也下去铺草。
A lot of sisters actually went and helped.
还有小朋友。
And even little children.
很多人说牧师你不要了。
And everybody said, oh pastor, you don't need to do this.
你意思说我很老了。
And what they're saying is I'm too old.
我也下去感谢主。
But I also went.
因为这个教会是神的家。
Praise God because this church is the home of God.
也是我们的家。
And it is our home.
我们爱这个家就是爱我们的主。
And when we love this home, we love God.
所以我们将我们的身体当着活祭来献给耶稣。
So we want to offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
你知道旧约的时候那个羔羊被杀献祭。
In the Old Testament, a lamb was killed, slaughtered as a sacrifice.
那是预表耶稣基督是被杀的羔羊。
It was a foreshadowing of Jesus being slaughtered as the lamb.
他把自己当作馨香的祭物献给神。
He made himself a fragrant sacrifice and offering to the Lord.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的货，让我们可以到神那里去。
And he opened up for us a new path to God.
我们来跟神相交。
So that we can commune with God.
但是我们拿什么来报答神的厚恩呢？
But what can we do to return this grace?
那就是我们的生命气息是神赐给我们的。
Well, our lives are given by God.
我们的生命是他赐给我们。
He gave us our lives.
所以那个罗马书十二章一节说，保罗说，为神的慈悲欠你们，将身体献上，当着活祭献给神。
So in Romans, it says, let your may your bodies to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus. Let your bodies be a living sacrifice to God.
这包括你的灵魂、你的心、你的时间、你的才干、你的恩赐，都让神来用你。
This includes your heart, your spirit, your capabilities. Let all those things be used for God.
我想把他一生献给主用的人，他不一定是当牧师。
I think those of us who do sacrifice our lives to God, you don't necessarily have to be a pastor.
我没有来之前，我们教会很多的弟兄，他们都有讲到的恩赐。
Before I arrived here, many brothers had the blessing of preaching.
他们也有教导的恩赐。
And they had the blessing of teaching.
所以敬畏神的人是有福的。
So those who worship and honor God are blessed.
诗篇一百二十八篇啊，第四节第五节这样子说。
Psalm 128, verses 4 and 5 says.
啊，他说啊，看呐、啊，敬畏耶和华的人必这样蒙福。愿耶和华从锡安赐福给你，愿你一生一世看见耶路撒冷的好处。
Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord God, may the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem.
锡安是什么地方？
Where is Zion?
你知道吗？
Do you know?
就是我们的神宝座的地方。
It is the place where our God.
是吗？
It's the throne of our God.
从神那里直接赐福给你跟我。
And from God, He blesses. All of us.
耶路撒冷，天上的耶路撒冷是我们神的所在的地方。
The Jerusalem refers to the heavenly place where God is dwelling.
敬畏神的人看到耶路撒冷的好处。
And those who honor God can see the blessings of Jerusalem.
我就想到诗篇十六篇啊第二节这样子讲。
And so I think about Psalm 16:2.
他说：“我的好处。”不在你以外，不在神的以外。我的好处。
He says my.
Okay.
Let me find it. Psalm 16.
十六章二节。Okay. 我的好处不在你以外啊。
He says I said to the Lord, "You are my God. Apart from you, I have no good thing."
Okay. 好，所以我们感谢主。
So we thank God.
第六句话，耶稣藏在那处，就说成了，便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。
The sixth phrase Jesus said is, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
耶稣完成了神所托付他的使命。
Jesus had completed the mission that God had entrusted him with.
约翰福音17:4这样说。
John 17:4 says,
我在地上已经荣耀你。
I have already glorified you on earth.
你所交托给我的，我已经成全了。
All that you have entrusted me to do, I have completed.
神交托给耶稣什么呢？
What did God give? What was God's mission for Jesus?
就是拯救世界上的人。
To save the people of this world.
叫一些信耶稣的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that those who trust in God will not perish but have everlasting life.
在马太福音27:49，耶稣是大声的喊着说。
In Matthew 27:49, Jesus cried.
他说成了。
He said, "It is finished."
我完成了神都托付给我救人的使命。
I have completed the mission that God gave me.
虽然魔鬼借着犹太人来阻止耶稣钉十字架。
Although Satan through the Jews tried to circumvent Jesus dying on the cross.
哦，他们嘲笑耶稣。
And they ridiculed Jesus.
哦，你如果是上帝的儿子，你可以从十字架上下来。
And they said, "Well, if you are truly the Son of God, you should be able to come down from that cross."
我问各位，耶稣可以不可以下来？可以不可以
？Let me ask you, do you think、
啊、
he could have?
他是神，他怎么不可以？他可以啊。
Of course he could have. He is God.
他也可以把石头变成面包啊。
He can change rock into bread.
但是他不要。
But he didn't.
他知道他这一下来。
Because he knew if he had come down.
我们这些人都完了。
We would be done.
完蛋了。
We'd be over.
There'd be 不是 over, 不是。
There'd be no salvation for us.
好，所以感谢赞美主。
So praise and thanks to God.
从此以后
，From then on，
世界上的每一个角落
，Every corner of this world，
我们把福音传遍到每一个角落。
We are spreading the gospel to every corner of this world.
有人悔改认罪，信耶稣。
So that everyone may repent and believe in the Lord.
受洗。
Be baptized.
这是耶稣的命令。
This is Jesus's mission for us.
你信耶稣就一定要受洗。
If you're a believer, then you must be baptized.
你表示承认耶稣是你的救主。
Because that's showing that you acknowledge Jesus as your Savior.
过去我在台湾牧会碰到这样的人。
Back when I was in my Taiwanese church, I met some people.
他很有才华。
They're very accomplished.
他告诉我说，牧师。
They told me, Pastor.
我可以在教会弹钢琴。
I can play piano for the church.
因为他是音乐系毕业的。
I'm a graduate of the music department.
我可以唱歌。
I can sing.
我说你不可以。
I said, no, you can't.
他问我说 why?
And he said, why?
你还没有受洗。
And I answered, it's because you haven't yet been baptized.
哦，他说，为什么我要把我的才华给上帝用，为什么不可以？
And he said, well, I want to offer my talents to God, why can't I?
我说你没有谦卑。
And I said, it's because you don't have humility.
我们受洗都是因为我们在耶稣面前认罪悔改。
When we are baptized, we're publicly declaring our repentance.
我碰过这样的人。
I've also met these people.
他就是不要受洗。
They just don't want to get baptized.
我说等你受洗了。
And I said, until you get baptized.
我们让你参加诗班。
We'll let you join the choir.
大概在今年三月。
This year around March.
FSU 有一个小提琴的博士。
FSU has a PhD violinist.
他本来要来这里拉小提琴。
He wanted to come here to play violin.
后来我知道他还没有受洗。
But then I discovered that he hadn't yet been baptized.
我就跟他说。
So I told him.
等你受洗了。
Until you're baptized.
我们欢迎你来这里拉小提琴。
We would love to have you here to play violin.
非常的好听。
And it sounds beautiful.
是博士级的水准。
And you obviously play with the skill of a PhD.
所以那个礼拜天我没有让他上来。
So that Sunday I didn't let him play.
这是圣经的真理。
And this is the truth of the Bible.
那很多人信了耶稣。
A lot of people are Christians.
脱离了罪的捆绑。
And they have rid themselves of this confinements of sin.
魔鬼的捆绑。
And the confinements of Satan.
还有软弱。
And their own weaknesses.
保罗说，我什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强。
Paul said, when I am weak, I am strong.
我们得到释放，得到自由。
We have received freedom.
更宝贵的是，因为主借着圣灵住在我们里面。
And even more precious is that God through the Spirit is living within us.
所以耶稣说，我留下平安给你们。
So Jesus said, I leave this peace for you.
我赐给你们平安。
And I give you my peace.
不像世人所赐的。
And I don't give it to you as the world gives.
所以你们不要忧愁，也不要害怕。
And don't let your hearts be anxious or frightened.
所以我们感谢主。
And so we thank God.
那你要为耶稣完成什么样的使命？
So what kind of mission are you completing for God?
我们知道耶稣升天的时候给我们一个大使命。
We know that when Jesus ascended to heaven, he gave us the great commission.
我自己得救了。
I myself am saved.
我自己灵魂得救了。
My spirit is saved.
那为什么我不去传福音，让别的人的灵魂得救？
So why then should I not spread the gospel so that others may be saved?
难道是我自己得救就好了吗？
Is it enough to just save myself?
我记得我还没有来到我们教会的时候，
I remember before I came to our church，
在问题解答里面，
in a question and answer session，
A&Q 里面啊，他都不晓得我回他们问他说，牧师你对我们教会啊，你的策略是什么？
They asked me, what is your vision for our church?
如果你们还记得。
If you still remember.
我说第一个，我们弟兄姐妹，家里还没有信主的家人，特别是你的丈夫或者妻子。
I said first, for those of us who have family members who aren't saved, such as your husband or your wife.
第二，过去在我们这里离开的弟兄姐妹。
And second, for those brothers and sisters who have since left our church.
第三，在这里的华人。
And third, the Chinese population here in Tallahassee.
第四，来到这里短期流动停留的华人。
And fourth, the Chinese people who are here only temporarily.
我们要对他们撒种。
We want to put seeds in their hearts.
我三十几年来没有改变神给我这样的一个负担跟意向。
For 30 years, I have not wavered from this vision and mission that God has given me.
我们要向每一个人传福音。
We need to spread the gospel to everyone.
从 Tallahassee,
from Tallahassee,
佛罗里达州,
to Florida,
美国,
and America,
中国,
and China,
台湾,
and Taiwan,
所有的华人,
for all the Chinese people,
甚至于不同语言、不同文化的人,
even those with different cultures and just speak different languages.
今天在我们在这里有很多讲英文的弟兄姐妹。
Today, amongst us, we have lots of English speakers.
我要告诉你。耶稣爱你，我们也爱你。
I want to tell you that Jesus loves you, and so do we.
只要是人，都是神所爱。
If you're human, then God loves you.
所以我们要去传福音。
So that's why we need to spread the gospel.
所以有一位在纽约，我认识一位老姐妹。
I know this elderly sister in New York.
她这样祷告，我非常的感动。
She prayed this way, and it really moved me.
她祷告跟我的祷告有点一样。
Her prayer was kind of similar to my prayers.
他说主啊求你让我多活几年
She prayed Lord please let me live a few years more
我要亲眼看到我们的教会复兴
So that I can see with my own eyes a revival in the church
我才安然离开这个世界到天上去见主
And only then can I peacefully leave this world and meet the Lord
你记得圣经哪一位老先生讲这句话
Do you remember in the Bible which elderly person said this
他在圣殿看见耶稣，婴孩耶稣，对不对？
He saw
他的名字叫什么？西面，对不对？英文叫什么
？Simon.
Simon, S-I-M-O-N, 对不对 ？Simon, 哈 ，OK.
Simon saw Jesus when he was an infant.
我看到你了。
He said, "Lord, I see you."
我可以安然去世的。
And because of that, I can peacefully leave this world.
每一个人他活在世界上的时候
，Every person when they're living here,
他信耶稣了。他信耶稣了
and when they're Christian.
所以不管他哪一天离开这个世界
So regardless of when they leave this world.
就像 Nora 姊妹一样
Like Sister Nora.
她在5月25号的下午7点30分被主接去的
Sister Nora on May 25th,
PM
7:30 in the evening.
我相信她的心里一定这样子说
And I believe that in her heart she said,
他说主啊我可以安然去见你了
She said Lord I can peacefully go to you
所以我们要想说我们要为主完成什么样的使命
So we need to consider what commission or mission are we trying to finish fulfill for God
最后一句话耶稣大声喊着说
And so the last phrase Jesus cried
父啊我将我的灵魂交在你手里
Father into your hands I commit my spirit
说了这句话气就断了
When he had said this he breathed his last
我们知道耶稣是神
We know that Jesus is God
所以他不能被死所捆绑
So he cannot be held down by death
那第三天以后他从死里复活
And on the third day he rose again
他是永远的活的
And he lives forever
他的国度是永远的
And his 国度
他的国度 Kingdom
His kingdom
yeah,
is forever.
Everlasting, okay.
So let me tell you this phrase, Jesus said it for us.
你知道哈，我为什么会到这里来
Do you know why I'm here?
我在 Columbus 有一个医生叫李水吉。
When I was in Columbus, there was a doctor called 李水吉。
他是一个基督徒。
He's a Christian.
他林牧师啊，像你这样的人啊。不在牧会，你会死得很快。
He said, Pastor Lin, if you are not leading or pastoring a church, you'll die quickly.
那我们那个姐妹在大学叫心理学，她是心理学教授，她叫洛芳美。
And we have a sister who is a professor of psychology.
哦，你天天在你家里拔草，你会死得很快。你不再去牧会啊？所以我一听啊，这我不是怕死啊，你不要误会。说像你这种被神呼召的人啊。都没有牧会，整天在家里啊，你会死得很快。
She said, "Someone like you who's been called by God to pastor the church, if you don't fulfill this mission, you'll die very fast."
那么将来我两手空空见耶稣了。
So, and then when I meet God, my hands will be empty.
我们每一个离开这个世界的弟兄姐妹都说，主啊，我要到你那里，因为他在天上为我们一个永远的家乡。
Each of the brothers and sisters who pass from this world say, God, I am going to meet you because you prepared a heavenly home for me.
所以我们今天下午一点半有追思礼拜。
So today at 1:30 we have a memorial service.
我们有另外一篇信息。
And we have another message.
相见在天家。
To meet again in heaven.
相见在。
See you in heaven.
Okay, 好。所以最后我要讲。保罗说，在哥林多前书九章，他说：“无论如何，我要救一些人。”
And so the last thing I want to talk about is that in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul said, "Regardless, I'm going to save people."
让每一个人信耶稣。
So that everyone may be saved.
他都像耶稣那样说。
And he said to Jesus.
像尸体网这样子说。尸体网 ，you know.Chapter 7,
like Stephen said in Acts chapter 7.
因为尸体王他对耶稣说，主啊，我把我的灵魂交给你。
And Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.
我们是有盼望。
We have a hope.
你看我走路。
Look at me when I walk.
很快。
I walk very fast.
为什么走路那么快？
Why do I walk so fast?
因为有精神。
Because I have a lot of strength and energy.
因为我是一个活在有盼望的里面。
Because I live in hope.
常常弟兄姐妹，牧师走慢一点，不要走那么快。
And lots of people will tell me, Pastor, slow down. There's no need to walk so fast.
不过后面那句话，不太好。你知道你几岁吗？这句话不要讲了啊。
And then they ask me, Do you know how old you are? You don't need to say that anymore.
你看一个有盼望的，你管他几岁。
With someone who has hope, it doesn't matter how old they are.
他走路就是有精神啊。
When they walk, it is with energy.
下面我们要纪念我们的主。
Next, we will commemorate our Lord. We invite the deacons to come up. And we're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to 28.
For I received.放后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血守立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人万里吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。人应当自己醒茶，然后吃这饼
Do you want? Yeah, well, yeah, I'll do. Okay. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death.Until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself. Jesus said, this bread is my body. Eat of this bread until I come. Thanks to God that because of his death on the cross, we have this hope.